1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersain. The Treasurer insists a larger than expected budget surplus hasn't come at the expense of household budgets. Data released today shows the federal government recorded a $15.8 billion surplus for the 2023-24 financial year. This is a $6.4 billion improvement on the forecast in May. Jim Chalmers denies they've chosen between cost of living relief or budget surpluses.
One of the reasons we are proud of the consecutive surpluses that we've delivered for the first time in almost two decades is we haven't done that or cost of living relief, we've done that and cost of living relief. A tax cut for every taxpayer, energy bill relief for every household, cheaper medicines, cheaper early childhood education, Commonwealth rent assistance.
Private health insurers are being accused of rorting public hospitals at a cost of around $140 million. Katie Fuller reports.
The state government is calling out insurers who aren't paying for the hospital beds their members use. The average cost of a bed per day is just over $1,000, and currently insurers are only charged around $892 per day. But Labor says some insurers are paying as little as $474 per hospital bed, meaning taxpayers are covering more than half of the cost per day. The Treasurer says the price tag is unsustainable and the health system needs the money to employ nurses, doctors and emergency staff.
Israel has expanded its military operation in Lebanon, striking dozens of Hezbollah sites in the past few hours. The Israeli military says its air force has targeted rocket launchers and buildings where weapons were being stored. The federal opposition says people who carried Hezbollah flags during rallies over the weekend should face criminal charges. Some protesters reportedly carried the flag of the Lebanese militant group, as well as pictures of the late Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed last week. The Home Affairs Minister has threatened to refuse or cancel visas for anyone who seeks to incite discord in Australia. Shadow Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham has told the ABC those involved should be charged.
These are despicable and reprehensible acts to see people celebrating the life of a terrorist and promoting the values or ideals of a terrorist organisation. It has no place in Australia. We should be seeing thorough investigations by the police. Those investigations should be leading to criminal charges.
More than 90 people are now known to have died across several US states following high winds and torrential rain caused by Storm Helene. Officials say more than 30 deaths have been recorded in North Carolina alone. Several towns have been left in ruin, roads have been flooded, and power cut to millions of people. More than 10,000 commuters have taken free buses between Sydenham and Bankstown on the first day of the train line's year-long shutdown. The T3 has been closed while the corridor is upgraded to Metro. Officials say while there was some congestion, the morning ran relatively smoothly. Transport for New South Wales Coordinator General Howard Collins says this afternoon will be the big first test.
They take their time between 3 and maybe 7 o'clock to get home, so maybe a bit of a spread of the peak, but generally traffic gets a bit busier in the afternoon. So we're watching Marrickville Road, Canterbury Road. We've got our field operations team out there. We're just checking for broken down vehicles, making sure we keep those corridors clear.
And the cost of using Sydney's NorthConnex motorway will go up by 10 cents for cars and motorbikes from tomorrow when quarterly toll adjustments come into effect. It'll rise by almost 30 cents for trucks.
Hope Sport.
The Melbourne Storm are praying for a judicial miracle tonight with Nelson Asafa Solomono's grand final availability on the line. The front rower is facing a 5-match suspension for a careless high tackle. He'll need an unprecedented double downgrade in order to play the Panthers. Fullback Ryan Pappenhausen says they'd love to have the big man there on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully he gets off, but it's out of our hands, so I think that's one thing we sort of realise it's out of our control now. Obviously, it'd be great to have Nass. He's been a big part of our side this year, but in saying that, we've got a very deep squad too.
Hope weather.
The chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southeasterly at 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, becoming light this evening. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 19 in the west. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday, a shower or two, a high of 20. Thursday, partly cloudy, a top of 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Airmore Bank and earlier Glassville has very heavy delays heading westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road this afternoon. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road there. Also in Moorebank, we have a three-car crash eastbound closing a lane on the M5 at Moorebank Avenue. North Sydney, a car and a motorbike crash on the Warringa Freeway northbound. Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishman.com. Together we can create a safer future. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you, wherever you are.
Good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you. If you listed the top five most liked personality traits of your work colleagues, what would they be? Team fit, good sense of humour, maybe things like being a team player, or is it more like knowing how to do their job, being hardworking, all that kind of thing? For me, team fit, friendliness, they're pretty important things. But you can let me know what you think. What are your favourite personality traits of your colleagues? The number here, 0448 40 2020. This is Jessica Mowboy on Hope 103.2.
If your heart is empty, let me give you love. If your legs won't hold you, let me pick you up. If your hands are shaking and you're barely holding on to your dreams, when you feel alone, let me give you love. Nobody knows how much a dream costs. Yeah, the blood and the sweat and the tears that you've lost. Everybody says that you're making
dream.
Let me give you love.
Limited, Hope 103.2. A job website, Indeed, conducted a survey on the personality traits of colleagues. Now, I'm sure many would think being a hard worker is the most important trait, or maybe being a team player. And to be fair, they're both in the top five personality traits. But a hard worker, for instance, that's in there at three, with 55% of people surveyed liking this trait. Team player, it's actually a tie with hard worker. Being good-humoured is in at five, with 52%. The top two, being honest, is well-liked at 60%, and drumroll, the most liked personality trait at 66%. It's being reliable. Is this the order you'd go with? Let us know. 0448 40 2020.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
To everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that fever.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Kevin. And we met on Christian Connection. I joined because I was ready for marriage.
I wanted someone with a similar faith who loved their family.
I was only on it for a few days and Lauren's profile was top of my list.
Kevin was top of my list.
There was no doubt to my mind. Lauren made it very easy.
Knowing that he was wanting to follow the Lord was something that was so important to me.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com and start connecting today.
In Moorebank and earlier, Glassville has very heavy delays heading westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road this afternoon. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road there. Also in Moorebank, we have a three-car crash eastbound closing a lane on the M5 at Moorebank Avenue. North Sydney, a car and a motorbike crash on the Warringah Freeway northbound. Enough is enough. Make a pay to promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishman.com. Together we can create a safer future. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.6.
Recently, I travelled between cities on a bus. For the 3 hours of the trip, I put my feet up, listened to music and read my book. It was fantastic. No battling the traffic or having to make decisions about where I should stop to eat. Someone else had taken the wheel, which meant I didn't need to worry. Now, it's one thing for that to happen for a few hours on a bus. It's another thing altogether when it's for all of life. But that's just what Jesus offers. He says, let me take the wheel. Give me all the responsibilities and worry. I'll carry it for you. Rest and follow me. So do you feel burdened by the worries and responsibilities of life? Jesus says, give them to me. Let me take the wheel. He won't let you down. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Sometimes for bad.
103.2.
Delirious Hope 103.2, Chris with you. It's 4:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Chris. The Treasurer insists a larger-than-expected budget surplus hasn't come at the expense of household budgets. Data released today shows the federal government recorded a $15.8 billion surplus for the 2023-24 financial year. The federal government says non-citizens who gatecrashed protests over the weekend could be deported. A small group of demonstrators attended pro-Palestinian rallies, waving the Hezbollah flag and displaying photos of the terror group's leader. Israel has expanded its military operation in Lebanon, striking dozens of Hezbollah sites in the past few hours. The Israeli military says its air force has targeted rocket launchers and buildings where weapons were being stored. More than 90 people are now known to have died across several US states following high winds and torrential rain caused by Storm Helene. Officials say more than 30 deaths have been recorded in North Carolina alone. Several towns have been left in ruin, roads have been flooded and power cut to millions of people. Qantas says two-hour strikes staged by engineers during the morning peak had no effect on flights. Workers walked off the job at major airports, pushing for a 35% pay rise over 4 years, including a 15% upfront payment. And country music legend Kris Kristofferson is being remembered as a rugged star of song and screen. The award-winning actor and singer has died at the age of 88. In sport, New South Wales Rugby League has agreed to release State of Origin coach Michael Maguire from the final year of his contract so he can take on the role of head coach of the Brisbane Broncos. Kris, I'll have more news at 5.
Thanks, Sarah. Mostly sunny and 19 tomorrow. Our job website Indeed conducted a survey on the personality traits of colleagues. In at number 5 was being good-humoured, 4 being a team player, 3 was being hard-working. In fact, there was a tie with 4 there, and 2 being honest. And the top personality trait is being reliable. Now, is this the order you would go with? And when I saw it, I actually instantly thought about God, who wants us to be reliable and honest, among other things. And for instance, you make a promise, you fulfill it as best you can. Even being good-humoured, I guess, is important as well. Sometimes people need to be lifted up during the workday, make someone smile, show them love as you love yourself. And this is what makes a great work environment, not to mention a great world. And on the text line, Lisa has said that she doesn't mind, actually, as long as I make a good banana bread. Yes, an important trait, keen workplace baker. Keep the messages coming through. 0448 40 2020 on Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart here, host of the Raising Teens podcast. This season, I'm tackling trending topics such as the role of grandparents with Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, resilience with Hugh Van Kylenberg, and helping teens heal from trauma with Dr. Joe Prendergast. Being a parent and being a teen have their own challenges. And here on Raising Teens, we want to provide support, encouragement, and hope for whatever you're facing. Find Raising Teens on your favorite podcast platform or on the Hope 103.2 app.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers, here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
Hope Drive.
To station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
I'm the most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
Right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more.
One-on-one, I thought I would be more nervous, darling.
conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town, over the beta to the fifth floor, I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. And when our eyes are closed together, I can't explain how the scent of your perfume takes me to a higher place. We can watch it unfold, but we can't change how it takes. And rebuild when it breaks down. We drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor, I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love.
Ed Sheeran, Hope 103.2. Hey, Fellowship Baptist Church are excited to be hosting Answers in Genesis Holiday Bible Club. It's called The Great Jungle Journey, where kids will set off on an epic adventure from Genesis to Revelation. Bring your children along to enjoy time with friends over the holidays, learning about God, playing fun games, and enjoying snacks. For more info, head to the community notice board on hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sub?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
If you're an adult who has difficulties with reading, writing or spelling, the Reading Writing Hotline has some very good news. It can actually be easier to take the plunge and improve your reading and writing skills than to keep putting it off. Phone the Reading Writing Hotline and find out how. Their number is 1300 655 06. That's the Reading Writing Hotline, and they're there to help.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
In Moorbank and earlier, Glassville has heavy delays westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road there. Also in Moorbank, we have a 3-car crash closing an eastbound lane on the M5 at Moorbank Avenue. In Campbelltown, a car's on fire. That's closing an eastbound lane on Norellan Road just past Blackson Road. In Granville, there's a gravel spill on Parramatta Road at Woodville Road. And a reminder, the T3 Bankstown line is now closed between Sydenham and Bankstown. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Can you feel the whole world waiting, watching, wondering, looking for a love unchanging, a hope that's glimmering.
Light it up, light it up, like a city on a hill, like a secret you can't hide.
Hope 1032.
We're right there with you.
First night, all I think about is you.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-Way's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-Way's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think about you and me, but today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone now, the night is come, but
sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-Way's been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
Something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye. Sleeping smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
There's no more lies in the darkness of life, and nobody cries.
the articles,
all the beautiful words and messages.
Hope1032.com.au is your home for inspiring stories on relationships, parenting, life and more.
You try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be
News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The federal government has warned non-citizens who gatecrash protests over the weekend could be deported. Zach De Silva reports from Canberra.
Pro-Palestinian protests have been held in Sydney and Melbourne, with the war in the Middle East threatening to escalate
further. The demonstrations were gate-crashed by a handful of people who waved the flag of terror group Hezbollah. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite has told Sky News non-citizens who took part may face serious consequences.
If you do the wrong thing, then your visa will be cancelled.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton says the response to the protests has been too slow.
I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already.
Police say displaying the Hezbollah flag isn't illegal on its own and warn they can only arrest people who planned to incite hate.
More than 100 people have been killed as Israel launches fresh strikes on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachega reports from the Lebanese capital.
Overnight, an apartment building was hit in Beirut's Koula area, a mainly Sunni Muslim part of the city. This appears to be the first Israeli airstrike in Beirut outside Hezbollah's base in the southern suburbs. The militant group Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine said three of its leaders were killed. The health ministry said more than 100 people were killed in airstrikes yesterday, as the Israeli military said it had struck Hezbollah positions in the south and in the eastern Bekaa Valley.
The federal opposition claims Labor is still a big spending government, regardless of the latest budget numbers. Australia's finances are in surplus to the tune of $15.8 billion for 2023-24. A reduction in government spending drove the result, making up for a loss in tax revenue. But Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says it's nothing to crow about.
It's another con job from this Treasurer. Spending is sharply up. Taxation is at record levels, as is spending. This is a government that says one thing and does another.
Labor productivity has fallen 0.8% in the last quarter. The Productivity Commission's latest report shows levels have remained around the 2015 to 2016.